Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 73rd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Jay Weisberg, who is the director of the Silent Film Festival in Pordenone, Le Giornate del Cinema Muto. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just remind our listeners, since our last conversation we had in Bologna, just remind them what the Silent Film Festival is and a little bit about its history.
Sure. We're entering our 35th year this year. Pordenone is 1 hour north of Venice, so very easy to get to. And it's the world's leading archival film festival of silent films. So we show basically only films that were created at the time, up until about 1930, a little bit later for some countries. Everything has live music, which is a very important part of our remit, is that everything has live music, and that can be from a simple piano accompaniment to a full orchestral score.
That's fantastic. So as far as this year's program is concerned, what are kind of the main things that we can look forward to at this year's edition?
We really tried to put together a program that is going to go beyond just the usual groups of people who come. We have a very loyal audience of about 900 people, let's say, a lot of archivists, conservators, film students, that sort of thing, academics. But this year, I think we've got quite a few hooks that can bring, hopefully, in more people and more press to talk about things such as our opening night film, which is The Mysterious Lady, starring Greta Garbo. Garbo is always Garbo. She's fantastic to watch on screen. This is the film that really that really brought together the mystique of Garbo for the first time in cinema. And we have a 61-piece orchestra, so the largest orchestra we've ever had, conducted by Carl Davis, his own score for The Mysterious Lady. That's the opening night. Closing night, we have The Thief of Baghdad, Douglas Fairbanks' film, of course, which is fairly well known. What's exciting, particularly exciting about the screening this year, is that we've got, again, a full orchestra, not quite as big as The Mysterious Lady, but the original score written by an American classical composer named Mortimer Wilson, written in 1924, commissioned by Douglas Fairbanks, basically disappeared very soon after the original screening, even though at the time it was called a masterwork. The score has been rediscovered. It's been worked on by maestro Mark Fitzgerald, repurposed for our orchestra. So for the first time since 1924, we can finally hear the original score that Fairbanks himself wanted for The Thief of Baghdad.
That is incredible. And besides the screening itself, what does the festival kind of organize?
We have every year there are various themes that we follow. So each year we'll, let's say, have restorations and rediscoveries. That's a section of that's a fairly miscellaneous group of things. Recent discoveries. One of the things I'm very excited by is in Argentina they discovered an Italian film made in 1917 based on the Emile Zola novel Nana. Mm. What's exciting this year, besides the fact that was considered a lost film. Is that we're also screening the Renoir Nana, so it's for the first time you're going to be able to make a comparison between the two. Mm-hmm. We have other sections, for example, a tribute to William Cameron Menzies, the great American production designer who won the first Academy Award for production design. People best know him at this point for Gone with the Wind, but he had a significant silent film career, including Thief of Baghdad, of course. We have a section on 75th anniversary salute to the Danish Film Institute, which is a mix of films, not just Danish films, but to show the breadth of the collection, we have a film from Germany, a film from Russia, a film from Italy, again another Italian film that we thought was lost from 1913 that's been discovered. We have quite a lot of things.
Everything sounds amazing, really. And on top of that, there's also a collegium. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. One of the ways that we try to constantly renew our audience is by bringing in younger people to let them experience what silent film was about in the way that it should be experienced. So there are many, many festivals that will show, let's say, as a one-off, they'll do a screening of, shall we say, Nosferatu, and they'll put on a score that's a techno hip-hop score that really destroys the film because it makes the film background and it makes the music sound so contemporary. We don't do that. What we're doing is we're saying if you see a silent film with the proper accompaniment, it feels as new as something by Tarantino. It feels as new and as exciting and daring as any film that's happening today. So what we do is every year we have a program called the Collegium. 12 people under 30. They can be film students. They can be people who are studying film conservation. They could be just amateur people who are passionate about cinema. They apply to come to the festival for a full week. Every day there's one lecture a day during usually the lunch period, where some of the leading scholars and archivists in the world come to talk about particular elements of the program. So it's one of the lovely things about this the Collegium is that generally what happens is that the people who come that first year, they tend to come back year after year after year, even on their own dime, because they've been so engaged and inspired by what they're seeing. And this year we're quite happy because we have a very international group of people. We've got from Ireland, we have from India, Switzerland, the United States, Australia. So it's a really nice group of people.
That's fantastic. Well, we're at the Venice Film Festival, and of course you also are an established film critic. And I would also like to ask you a little bit about what you think of this year's edition of the Venice Film Festival.
I came into the festival very excited because I was looking at the lineup and I thought, there are so many opportunities for discovery here. This year in Cannes, one of our big complaints is it was in competition, I'm talking. Every name was a name that we knew. It was a recognized quantity. And that is good to a degree, but at the same time, you want a bit of discovery. This year, there seemed like there could be quite a few discoveries. I'm not sure so far that we've had the major discoveries that we were hoping for. It's been, I think, a fairly strong lineup. I don't know that anybody would say it's been a weak Venice at all. In fact, I think if you look at films like La La Land, if you look at the Tom Ford film as well, Nocturnal Animals, you're seeing high-profile films that are screening in Venice before Toronto, which is an important thing to underline here. People have been trying to say that Venice is declining. I think you look at the program and you realize that's not true. It's just that the festival needs help from the city of Venice, which, because of various issues with the city itself, is always a difficult thing to try to bring out.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have. But it was a pleasure talking to you once again, and I'm looking forward to attending the Silent Film Festival this year. Let's remind everyone, what are the dates for the Silent Film Festival?
October 1st through 8th, 2016.
Great. Thank you very much once again.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.